May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. During my first year here at St. Mark, we in the vestry had a number of conversations about signs. Temporary signs, permanent signs, all kinds of signs. But in the course of those conversations, I discovered that I needed to understand where our signs had come from. So I went and visited with Dorothy Gaumer, who had been part of the group that was instrumental in getting us that beautiful granite sign down on the corner of the building. And I said to her, tell me how we got this sign. And she told me about wanting a sign for the church, that the old sign had decayed and begun to fall apart, and that they wanted a new sign that showed that this church was going to be around a while. It was a time of turmoil in the church, and they chose granite, because granite, once you put it down, stays put. It doesn't wear away, it doesn't fall apart. And they hoped that by choosing this beautiful stone permanent sign, that it would convey the sense of permanence of the church here in Westford, that St. Mark's was here for the long haul. Because that's what we long for in a church. Stability, a strong foundation, a sense of permanence. We hope when we build our buildings and we gather our communities that this will be a place that our children's children will be able to come back to and find God worshipped in. Church is a place where we seek shelter from the storms of life. It's a place where we seek to put our feet on a firm foundation in God, in learning about God, in prayer and worship, so that we won't be moved and knocked over by those struggles in our lives. It's a place where we hope to find a community, which the definition of family, or definition of home, I guess, that when you have to go there, they have to take you in. That's what we hope church will be, the place where no matter how long we are away, when we come home, they will welcome us and take us in, that this will be a place of permanence and stability. And yet, when I read the gospel today, the verses that leapt out at me, I am sending a messenger ahead of you. People from the whole Judean countryside were going out to him. And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. Our gospel today does not have much stability in it. Our gospel today is full of the movement of God in the world. John the Baptist wanders around. The Jordan stays put, but sort of. Because if you know a living water, a living river, every moment it's different. The Spirit draws people out and then sends Jesus back out into the wilderness. Our gospel is full of movement because that is what God does for us. A friend of mine likes to say that God meets us where we are, but he doesn't leave us there. The church may be our space of shelter and stability. It may be where we come to get our foundation. But if we are coming to meet God, if we are coming to encounter the Holy Spirit, you can bet that we are going to be sent out again. We may meet God here, but he is not going to leave us here. This may be the shelter from storms, but sooner or later, we are going to be invited to go back out into the world, back out into the wilderness, back into places where there is disruption and movement in order to encounter those who have not yet found us and in order to encounter the living God. In our Easter reading, you may remember the Gospel of John. The angel comes and says to the women who have come to the tomb and are shocked and amazed to find it empty. And the angel comes and says, "Why are you looking for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has been raised. And he has gone ahead of you to Galilee." Jesus is always going on ahead of us. We come back to the place we last met him and discover that he has gone ahead of us into new places, into new opportunities, that the Spirit is not settled nice and neatly on our altar as a tame flame, but has blown through our building and is calling us out into the wilderness, is calling us out to places we have not been before, is calling us into new communities and new opportunities. We find stability here, but we find that stability so that we are then able to leave it behind and follow God into the places where God has gone ahead of us. This is the Feast of St. Mark, and a day when we are bidding farewell to several of the members of our family, of our community, some people who we could count on when we came home would welcome us. And it's hard to say goodbye. We have been so blessed by their gifts. They have been apostles and teachers for us. They have helped us learn what it means to be Christians. They have held us and comforted us and encouraged us. They have told us while we were at our wits' end with our teenagers to hang in there. That in fact they had teenagers just like us, and they survived it. Or maybe that's just me. It's hard to say goodbye. But we are not losing who we are. We are sending them on their way. We are sending them to the place where the Holy Spirit is leading them. We are sending them out to encounter God in a new community, to bring their gifts to a new place, to be in that place a source of strength and encouragement. And that's as it should be, because church was never meant to be stagnant, closed, shut up. It was always meant to send us back out into the world. What we do here on Sunday morning is a foretaste of the heavenly banquet, not the banquet itself. Church is not our final home. It is a way station on a pilgrim road. So we are here to welcome the newcomers who are no doubt on their way. And we are here to send out those who are ready for the next stage of their journey, with our blessings and our joy and our hope and our confidence that wherever that road takes them, the Holy Spirit has gone ahead of them. Because that's what church is for, to send us out to meet God in all those places where God has already gone. Amen.